This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. Autocratic countries are stepping up action against press freedom today. Russian authorities on Tuesday morning raided the apartments of several investigative journalists and their family members, a move that comes amid mounting pressure on Russia's independent media outlets. Police searched the apartments of Roman Batanin, the chief editor of the ProAct investigative online outlet, and Maria Zolobova, one of its journalists. Officers also raided the home of the parents of Batanin's deputy, Mikhail Rubin. Rubin was detained near Zolobova's residential building and brought to his parents' apartment. ProAct said in its account in the Telegram messaging app that the raids occurred after the outlet promised to release an investigation into Russia's interior minister, Vladimir Kolokotsev, and his alleged wealth. The outlet published the story shortly after the searches started. A former senior journalist at Hong Kong's now-closed pro-democracy newspaper, Apple Daily, was released from custody Tuesday, 2 days after he was arrested at the airport. Media reported that 57-year-old Fung Wai Kung became the latest person from the media outlet to be targeted after a raid on the newspaper by 500 officers nearly 2 weeks ago in the arrests of five executives, two of whom have been charged under a sweeping new national security law. Not immediately clear what the investigation into Fung was focused on. And dozens of photojournalists gathered outside the Istanbul's governor's office on Tuesday to protest the detention of a colleague while covering the LGBT Pride March. Bulek Kilic was temporarily detained on Saturday as riot police blocked marchers from reaching Taksim Square, a focal point for demonstrations on Istanbul's European side. This is VOA News. Russian Health Minister Mikhail Murashko said Tuesday that 151,000 people in Russia are currently in hospitals with the coronavirus amid a third wave driven by the highly contagious Delta variant. Infections have especially spiked in the capital of Moscow and the second largest city of St. Petersburg, which hosts a Euro 2020 quarterfinal on Friday. At a televised meeting of Russia's coronavirus task force, Murashko said the situation is tense, especially in large cities. He added that there are currently enough vaccine doses available to fully inoculate 32 million people, and there's been a significant increase in Russia's vaccination rate. A vigil was held in Miami, Florida on Monday night for the dead and missing from last week's condo building collapse. The work to recover the bodies or rescue those maybe still alive has been deliberate and treacherous. Rescue expert Jeff Saunders from Texas A&M Task Force says when to switch from rescue to recovery is not based on time, but on information.
Information that's coming back from the canines, from the acoustic listening devices and all of those other indicators that they're still viable and survivors still on the pile.
Just two additional bodies were found on Monday, raising the count of confirmed dead to 11. That leaves 150 people still unaccounted for in the community of Surfside, just outside of Miami, Florida. The U.S. military, under the direction of President Joe Biden, conducted airstrikes against what it said were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups near the border between Iraq and Syria. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Italy for the G20.
We have been very clear, the president has been very clear, that we will act to protect U.S. personnel. And given these ongoing attacks that you referred to by Iran-backed groups targeting our interests in Iraq, he directed further military action. We've taken action previously to disrupt and deter these attacks.
U.S. forces in Syria came under rocket attack Monday with no reported casualties 1 day after U.S. warplanes conducted those strikes. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, this is Joe Palka, VOA News.